British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said today he would put forward proposals for an embargo on all arms going to Zimbabwe. Brown said the situation in Zimbabwe, where there's been an election standoff caused by the failure to release results of a presidential election on March 29th, was completely unacceptable. Meanwhile, the state-run Herald newspaper in Zimbabwe said countries in the region should mediate negotiations in the country for a transitional government of national unity led by President Robert Mugabe, which would organize new elections. Only yesterday, church leaders called for international intervention to end the post-election violence in the country, which they say could reach genocidal proportions. The Africa specialist at Christian Aid, Judith Milby, has recently returned from Zimbabwe and spoke to us about the situation.
The situation, as the church leader said, is indeed desperate, you know, and we have been receiving reports of political violence, even while I was in the country, from our church partners. We were hearing reports that the government was beating up people who had voted for the opposition MDP, and also that they were preparing sites for the detention of MDC activists. So, yes, certainly that's correct. And in terms of the humanitarian situation, it's completely dire. It is very, very difficult to describe what is happening there. And I think the worst thing is actually most NGOs and observers are really at the moment quite limited to staying in the major cities, either Harare or Bulawayo. And it's very difficult to know exactly what's happening in the countryside.